Today, we have professional financial advisors in Mr. Mark Mayfield, Mark Workmeister. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Morning. Doing well. On time today.
You guys were right. You were not supposed to be in last week. That was my fault. So I don't know. It's Nebraska in days. I'm just going to put that, my head's in a fog.
It all runs together.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, how are we doing though this morning?
Good. Good. Survived.
Nebraska, yeah. We're not done yet, but yeah. we got the adult nights coming up here. So.
Oh yeah. That's right. You guys doing kickball?
No, I am not.
No,
I've never done it.
I haven't either.
I feel like it's an ACL that doesn't need to be torn.
Yeah, that's a hamstring blown.
Right.
Yeah. Which leads to back problems, leads to knee problems. Yeah.
I think I've reached that age where I'm like, this stuff is stupid for me to be doing. But it is cool. I think it would be fun to do, but I'd have to be careful. I mean, maybe pickleball is more my game. I know you guys are like veterans now.
I don't know about that.
You had your first annual PFA pickleball roundup. How'd that go?
It went well. I don't know if we're veterans, but we did sponsor it, and we did play in the initial tournament, which was the first responders, and then they paired everybody with some of the junior players, and so Mark and I got to participate in that as a sponsor. And
it was our second time playing pickleball.
It was our second time playing pickleball, and I felt really bad for my partner because he was really good at pickleball, and I was really bad at pickleball. And we lost the consolation game, so we did okay. We did okay, but I felt bad because he was pretty good. And all those juniors were good, honestly. Yeah, I think Mark and I were probably two of the worst players there.
After every match, we'd walk over and we'd be like, well, we're definitely one of the bottom three people in this entire tournament. So,
well, that's all right. You got to get your feet wet somehow and jump right into the fire.
Yeah, the first time we learned from Barb Baldridge, we played her and Dwight Livingston, just me and Mark versus them two.
Don't say the score.
Well, I was going to say, we did not get skunked. We did score 1 point.
Is it tennis scoring? Is it the same or is it different?
It's only by ones. So you play to 11. So we lost 11 to 1. 11 to
1. It was 10-0. It was 10-0. And we made
you got one. Got one.
We rallied.
She kept saying, don't get pickled. And we're like, all right, that means obviously we're going to get skunked out. It's not a good thing.
Well, thanks for being a part of that. I know is that something you guys want to keep doing?
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, we sponsor things that either the employees participate in or clients participate in or is important in the community. And we have a ton of clients that play pickleball. So that's kind of how it got started is we were just, we just always hear so much about it, feedback from our clients and meetings that we decided that was kind of a natural fit for us to sponsor and kind of give back the things that are important to them.
It was on ESPN2 yesterday, I think. I don't know what it's called, but... I watched a little bit of it. I'd never really watched it a whole lot, so I've certainly never played it.
It's stay out of the kitchen.
Yeah, that's
the main rule.
That's the main rule.
Yeah.
Stay out of the kitchen, and it's a lot faster paced playing it than when you watch it on ESPN. I mean, those people are pros, so it's a little different. Yeah. But still, it's just like ding, 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 slam. Mm-hmm.
Mark Workmeister, Mark Mayfield, a professional financial advisor, is in with their monthly talk here. I know more sports. You guys have the North Platte Public Schools Foundation Golf Tournament is coming up soon, right, Mark?
Yeah, so I'm on that committee as part of the foundation, and that is going to tee off July 29th. So we're still looking for some teams. Got a lot of great sponsors. It's $400 for a team. You get dinner, you get a cart, there's three flights with cash prizes. There's going to be three hole-in-one prizes, including, I think one hole's a $10,000 cash prize, and there's a trip to Dormy out there that we're giving away. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on. If you want to play, it's out at Lake Maloney on the 29th. And, same thing I was talking about pickleball. You know, all my kids go to the public schools, been on the foundation. It's a great organization. And this goes to support the... not only the booster club at the high school, but also the dual credit scholarships that we do.
Very good.
Yeah, and Mark actually is on the other side. He does the St. Pat's Foundation Tournament, and that's full, though.
That's next weekend.
Yeah. Next Friday, I believe. June 30th.
Yeah, right? I think you're right.
Yeah, so we sold it out. I think this is the third or fourth year in a row that we've had a full tournament, so we're at 36 teams right now. And all the proceeds for that go to the... Activities Association, just to help cover the cost of, you know, teams traveling, new equipment, all that good stuff. So It's been a good time the last 3 years. Kelsey O'Neill, Sean O'Neill, and myself kind of have been heading it up this year. We're doing some different things. We're not doing the ball launcher this year, but there's a few other games that we have. There's a hole-in-one prize to win a golf cart. Yeah, should be a good time.
No ball launcher?
No ball launcher, no.
That was pretty cool, though.
It was cool. We figured we wouldn't want to do it every year, sure, so yeah. We'll bring it back on occasion.
Mix it up. That's fair enough. So I feel like we need to have a friendly. Are you guys both playing in these tournaments, respectively?
I am playing in both of them.
Are you? So I feel like, you know, your score from the North Platte Public Schools Foundation one against his score from the St. Pat's one. I mean,
he's not playing the St. Pat's.
You're not playing. Are you playing in the Foundation?
I may if he needs a fourth.
If he needs,
I'm on. If they need, I'm on the wait list.
If I have to go that far down the ladder,
I'm on the wait list. Fair enough.
All right. Very good. Talking with professional financial advisors here on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning. So there, we got the good stuff out of the way. The sports stuff here obviously, you guys are wanting to be involved in the community and you're supporting these great causes, and so we appreciate you guys is doing that because. That's important to do, and obviously it's important for you guys. That's a lot of your clientele, I'm sure, between golf and pickleball.
that's very true. Very accurate, but yeah. You know, on the school side, though, like I said, I mean, gosh, Mark went to St. Pat's. All my kids are in the North Platte Public School System. I mean, it's closer than just clients, too.
I mean,
it's individual and giving back and. Both great school systems, and we're lucky to have what we do here.
And obviously not much better to support than your own school and your own kids, so thank you for doing that. Let's talk. I know last month we talked a lot about the debt ceiling.
Yeah, we did.
And the Federal Reserve, I think they had a meeting, they were meeting maybe mid-June? Was that
last Wednesday, wasn't it?
I was going to say, I thought it was last week.
Yeah,
it just happened. And so... Where are we at with that? I mean, it was kind of gloom and doom last month.
Yeah, you know, that it's amazing how that debt ceiling just kind of came and went. And wow, here we go.
Yeah, I didn't hear a whole lot since then about it in the national news.
There's a few headlines, a few press releases. And,
almost like it's happened before.
Yeah. they actually, the Fed met last week and decided to pause rates, which was at that time kind of to be expected as it happened. But, you know, they look at probabilities and rate hikes, and I mean, it's just been bouncing all over all year long. You know, 1 week they think rates are going up, next week they think they're pausing. You know, at one time this year they thought they were going to be cutting rates by the end of the year, and I know there's still some people that think that could happen, but now we're more to the point that they did not raise rates this cycle. Just this morning, Powell was talking about it and said that, you know, that was a temporary pause, so they're probably going to start raising rates again this year. The markets have basically priced in no rate decreases this year, which is smart. I never quite understood where that line of thinking was coming from. But you know, it's so yes, they paused it, and the reason they paused it is because core inflation actually was lower than what they expected. So core inflation is basically your goods and services, and then they take out energy like gas prices and food prices, which change pretty rapidly. So core inflation is more of a slow, steady. Number, so that's what they looked at, and that was the stated reason for pausing. So all in all, I mean, it's a good thing from the standpoint of a lot of people have money in the markets. Markets are up a lot this year. S&P's up 15. NASDAQ was up over 30. So that's good to see it rebounded. We're only 8% off the high from where we were, all-time high. So we're slowly creeping back up there, which anybody that's been through this before, and I think I've said this on the program, that a lot of our clients in retirement, they've been through this, so it wasn't too alarming to them, and they were perfectly content waiting it out.
Play the long game.
But the people that didn't have much experience going through a market drawdown like last year, you know, those were the ones that we kind of had to reassure a little bit. And it doesn't mean it couldn't drop either. But as of right now, like I said, markets, unemployment's still low. There's, you know, housing is still an issue. There's still a shortage on housing, but it's kind of one of those lagging indicators. So housing, there's a shortage on housing, but there's also more new multifamily units being built since the 70s. So, you know, it's kind of trying to self-correct, and the mayor told us you got a lesson on economics earlier. So, you know, the supply and demand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the pickles and the cucumbers.
Yeah, I'm going to be exhausted at 9 o'clock here today.
So hopefully that's kind of happening with housing too, is we're starting to see nationwide, not so much local yet, but nationwide, we're starting to see more units built, which should help some of the rent numbers and some of the just the housing prices.
Talking with Mark Workmeister and Mark Mayfield, and in investment isn't kind of one of the core themes is, you know, don't freak out, play the long game, ride through it. I mean, for the most part,
for the people we're working with, yeah, you know, if you're dealing with 401ks and you're in layman when it comes to stocks and bonds and mutual funds, ETFs and all those things, absolutely, because you can put your money in the market. Go into a low-cost index over 20, 30 years, and history says you're going to be in that 8 to 12% range when you're done. And there's not a whole lot of work. There's not a whole lot of thinking. You buy, you know, you keep buying in no matter what, and over time it simply works. I mean, there's a whole sector of the investing world and Wall Street world where they have day traders and swing traders and all these people that do the short-term stuff. And some of it, I mean, it works, obviously. People do it because it works. But that's a whole nother level that the average person does not have time to do.
Right.
And really, they don't. They're dealing with different goals and different scenarios there. So, the average person listening to this show and the people who are investing their 401ks and saving for retirement, you're not going to be able to outguess the market. By the time most people get their news on what's going on, I mean, you're already behind the game.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's... You're dealing with outdated numbers, and you know it's kind of like the market goes up 10%, and then you decide it's a good time to buy. It's like, well,
yeah,
you're just little late.
Yeah,
you know,
you want to get in before it's that 10% hike.
Pulling the parachute cord after you hit the ground, right? So it's just a little late. But you're right. Yeah,
yeah. That's when people say, "I want to get out of the market because my account's down 15-20%." It's like, okay, so when do we get back in? Well, when it's back up at its high. It's like, well.
You're on the wrong end of both sides.
Yeah,
there.
You just lost it all. So. Yeah,
I mean, it can't go down 30%, right?
Yeah. Well, no, that's the thing. You know, I remember 08 pretty well, and there were people that did that, and they were right at one point. You know, they got out when it was down 15, and they did go down 30.
Right.
But they did not get back in. And so, you know, if you're going to time the market on the swings of the overall market, I mean, you have to know an exit strategy, but also an entry strategy.
Right. Get back in.
It's not one decision, it's two.
Right.
And, you know, the emotional side of that is really, really hard to deal with, especially when it's, you know, your own money. It's your only own livelihood. Because, you get into the pattern of you get out and then you think it's going up. So you get in, then it drops again. Then, you know, then what do you do at that point? So it's tough.
There's two risks there. I mean, there's the exit and the entry point that are both risks or you know, you're taking some chances there. So long term, it's probably a little, I don't know which one's less stressful. Because, I mean, if you see it continuing to drop, it's probably pretty stressful. But also, if you're not back in, it's probably really stressful. Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting because they looked at just investor behavior when it comes to which is more impactful, fear or greed. And so it was actually greed, and that's lack of a better term. But when you're sitting on the sideline watching the market go up every day, it's actually harder on you as an investor than sitting there watching your own money go down.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And so you're right. It's the emotional side of that. I think it's harder on the way back up.
844 here on Mugs in the Morning with professional financial advisors. We'll take a time out. We'll come back more. We're going to talk with business owners and their 401k retirement and more on that. 845 on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Welcome back on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning, 849 here on your Wednesday morning, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete Volz and Brent Rogo. Currently outside, we are overcast. It's kind of a gloomy start. Probably going to get pretty humid again. 68, our high of 82. Some storm chances later on, mainly in the overnight tonight, actually. Mark Mayfield, Mark Workmeister in with Professional Financial Advisors. That humidity yesterday really hit, didn't it?
Yeah, it was muggy.
Yeah. Not a fan of that at all.
I thought it was going to be cool. Just like looking outside, it looked like it wasn't that warm.
No, it was sticky at T-ball. Yeah. Say that.
And then after it rained, it was really humid.
Yeah.
I told Jessica last night, though, I think this is the first year since our kids have been that age that we're not going to have like a 100-degree night. Unless it happens next week, but...
Yeah. I know.
We've been pretty lucky.
I know. Well, heck, I mentioned we were talking earlier with the mayor about the parade. That was... You're not getting a better day than that.
Yeah.
That's the bad news.
It actually got like chilly at some of the rodeos.
Yeah, it was. It's not been a bad thing at all. Let's talk PFA. Let's talk. Things business owners with 401k retirement plans should be doing. A lot of times we think individuals. We think just our own 401ks. But what about business owners? What can they do for their employees to make things better?
Yeah. So, plan sponsors, the employers, they serve as a fiduciary for their plan participants. A 401k fiduciary is really anyone who makes decisions on behalf of the plan, the plan's assets, and the participants. So one thing that we encourage, we do it for the 401k plans that we advise on, but we encourage other plans to do it, is just to do a plan benchmarking study. It's advised that you don't have to do that study every year, but traditionally every couple of years, every 2 to 4 years probably. And that's simply just a process of reviewing and evaluating your current plan to see how, what services are being provided. Can we improve services that are education services, those types of things? How do our fees compare to other plans of similar size? Could we reduce cost? And there's about a handful of things that we'll kind of go over here of things to consider. But again, not something you need to do every year, but it's a good thing if you haven't done this, if you are a plan sponsor, something to consider this time of year. So plan design is the first thing to look at. So, with the passing of the SECURE Act 2.0 and some recent legislation changes, it's always a good idea to evaluate your plan to make sure that you're encompassing some of those changes into your plan, making amendments to help make your plan more beneficial for your participants. So that's looking at what are the eligibility requirements. Do you allow for pre-tax and Roth contributions? What options do participants have when it comes to their withdrawal and distribution options, both while they're working and upon, terminating. And then also, looking at your vesting schedule to make sure, do you have a lot of turnover? If you do, maybe you need to adjust your vesting schedule in a way that you can kind of keep back some of that money that the company's putting in, which in turn will allow you to help, pay some of the plan fees going forward. The second thing you'll look at is just your service provider. So your record keeper is like, you can kind of compare that to like the make of your car. So like Ford, Chevy, BMW. So your record keeper is, Fidelity, Vanguard, Principal. Evaluate what fees are they providing or what fees are they charging? What technology and services do they provide? Are there things out there that are better? Can you get better pricing? Sometimes you'll lock in your 401k plan price, and that company may come out with another platform, just like there's different models of a Chevy or Ford.
Right.
They can have different, platforms for the 401k that have cheaper pricing. So you'd want to check. Make sure you're in the most cost-efficient plan possible. And then same with service providers. If you use a 321 or 338 fiduciary, a 321 is a co-fiduciary. That's an advisor that is not taking full fiduciary responsibility for the plan. They're kind of just making investment recommendations. But ultimately, the full fiduciary liability lies on the plan sponsor. A 338, which is what we sign on our plans, is we're taking full fiduciary liability for the plan. So we're making sure that the fund lineup is reviewed and updated. And you can also, when you're looking at those two, the advisors is, evaluate what other services are they bringing. Are they just, going through the enrollment process? Are they offering education opportunities to participants? Is there ongoing retirement planning that is done with those participants, outside of maybe normal review hours to get them prepared to take the next step in retirement? So a couple other items that they'll look at is, participation rate. What percentage of eligible employees are actually taking advantage of the benefit? If that's low, then, if you can compare to other plans of similar size and industry, then, it's a matter of how do we increase participation. So a lot of times that can be fixed just simply with better education, educating on the importance of, compound interest, the difference between saving early versus, waiting, deferring until you're in your 40s. And then you have a moment where you realize that you're kind of behind the eight ball. So, mm-hmm. And then contribution rate. A lot of times, you know, younger people will see they either want to take the just advantage of the minimum to get the company match, or sometimes, you know, we run into people who are doing less than the company match. So you want to make sure that they understand they're getting 100% rate of return on their money day one by getting the match, and then that they're increasing that contribution rate going forward as, you know, they progress through the company, they start making more money. And then the investment fund lineup, that's one that we see when we're doing benchmarking studies of other plans, is a lot of times, you know, there's fund lineups need to be reviewed. Most importantly, for the qualified default investment option, which is, you know, your target date funds, new target date funds are coming out, you know, every couple of years, and that's based on your year of birth. So making sure that those new target dates are being added to your fund lineup, that you're still using low cost index funds, just to help lower the overall fees of the account. So just a few areas for people who do have plans to be considering here at this time of year to make changes for going forward.
Do you find businesses tend to get locked into a plan? They like it, they just keep it, and they don't tend to look at it for years and years, and it kind of stays the same, and maybe there is something always going to be. I mean, obviously they're going to change year to year, and if you're, I would imagine if you haven't done one of these in 3 or 4 years, there's probably something better out there for you.
Right. Yeah. I think that's really common. And I think we see that a lot, is they're comfortable with the plan they have, and they don't really know that, hey, you know, fees may be lower somewhere else, or different platforms are now available since we implemented the 401k plan, you know, 5 or 10 years ago. So unless they're actively told to benchmark the plan, a lot of them don't even think about doing it.
Right. And you know, it goes both ways. You want your employees to also kind of do the same thing on their own investments and their own 401ks and make sure they're getting the best match they can get or take full advantage of it. But you also want your employer to make sure they're offering the best thing they can. That's also attractive to potential employees.
Right. Yeah. That's probably the main reasons why employers are offering plans right now. Obviously, there's benefits to the business owners themselves and the business from a tax benefit. But, you know, right now is retention is key with everything we're seeing. So, you know, making sure you have the best benefit package is becoming more and more important.
Absolutely. Mark Mayfield, Mark Workmeister here with Professional Financial Advisors. Got a couple minutes. Anything else this morning you guys want to touch on?
Anything else we want to touch on?
I don't have anything.
Yeah. No, I think we wanted to get some community events out there and touch on the spring cleaning for retirement plans, which Mark did a good rundown for anybody that's a sponsor or in that role. They understood what he was talking about. Anybody else may not have, but that's okay. You know, it's just hard in that space because in our world, advising is, it's all about relationships, which is great. I mean, you got to have a good relationship with who you're working. You know, you got to trust them. Mm-hmm. But from a business owner standpoint, it's just tough because your relationship with the advisor is important, but that advisor needs to put your employees first.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, even though you personally may be willing to pay higher fees to work with somebody you're comfortable with, if you do that in the 401k world, those fees are going to your employees, not you. And then, you know, if you're not doing what's in their best interest, they can sue you. And so I think a lot of business owners, especially small businesses where they just don't want to get in the weeds on this stuff, you know, they go with their, you know, wife's cousin's college buddy because they know him. And then, you know, whatever happens, the employees take the brunt of it, not the business owner. So Mark did a good rundown there. I think it's just important for business owners to take a little bit of time, evaluate what they have, and make sure it's what's in their employees' best interest.
Very good. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming in. Always good to talk to you. Professional Financial Advisors here. Quick best way to get in touch with you.
Website, www.pfaretire.com, or just call our number, 534-8210.
Have a great rest of Nebraska Land Days, gentlemen, and we'll see you again next month, all right?
Thanks, Tanner.
Professional Financial Advisors, wrap it up. Mugs in the Morning here on Husker Radio's KODY. Back again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
A Trump guy. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he has nothing to do with President Biden's son Hunter getting what some Republicans call a